Well, US election day is almost upon us, with President Obama currently just ahead in the polls, although in some swing states it is too close to call at the moment. How is this all affecting global markets and in particular the UK shares? Let's get the thoughts of our man in the city. It's James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari. James, exciting stuff, American elections. How is the city looking at it so far?
Well, I think what happens usually in terms of financial markets when it comes to anything political, they tend to try and shrug it off. And I use the word try and shrug it off. We usually take the step of, oh, we don't really care who's in power. Either way, the markets aren't going to do anything different. Now, we try and do that. But what we tend to get is actually quite a degree of volatility when that happens. So what we most probably get is, of course, a quiet day while people are voting, because the markets won't necessarily be at the forefront of people's minds. It's all about the reaction to who gets office. That's going to be a big one. And I think it's fairly close, even though some people are talking that Obama is ahead in quite a lot of the polls. However, it's still fairly close, so I think there's that uncertainty. And the old cliche in the markets is the markets hate uncertainty, and that's what we're going to have.
It used to be, didn't it, that stock markets prefer a Republican president than a Democrat. Is that still the case?
I don't think so necessarily this time, although, however, what you have to look at the moment is Obama's record on the economy has not been good since he came into power. Now, you can argue what he inherited and what had been going on in the world when he did come to power. I think this time his record on the economy isn't that good. His record on quite a few things isn't that good. So it's almost going to be a question of, is it better the devil you know with Barack Obama remaining in power going forward, or can Mitt Romney do something different for the economy? That's how the financial world's going to be looking at it. Will Mitt Romney give markets and give the financial world a shot in the arm? He's a very successful businessman, after all, and that could be the case, that he could be as successful with the US economy.
Of course, the downside with anything like this is the instability. Should Romney win, then we're going to have a lame duck president for 2 months, and then it's going to take a while for things to change. So I suppose if Obama wins, there won't be a huge reaction initially. If Romney wins, it's difficult to say.
It is very difficult to call, and that's why the markets don't particularly like these political events like elections. Even when we had the same thing in the UK and we had a hung parliament, markets didn't really do much. The uncertainty almost leaves everyone numb, and I think that could be the case. I think you're right. If Obama gets in, there wouldn't be too much of a reaction. It's if there's a big change in things, that's when we're going to get the reaction. But of course, you've got this whole US fiscal cliff issue, this taxation issue that comes in at the end of the year. And if you've got a lame duck president in place and need two parties to agree, then of course it makes things a lot more difficult.
Okay, a little bit closer to home, we've seen the latest service sector figures, and they're not particularly great. The service sector growing at its slowest pace in almost 2 years in October, which is disappointing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it is a disappointing number, and that's gonna hit things. It's going to hit the markets a little bit. The markets tend to look quite closely at this service sector, and anything around the service sector is always taken as quite a good barometer on how the economy is performing. And of course, what you've got what we're running up to, of course, is the Christmas trading period, not just in the service sector, but in the retail sector and a number of different places where Christmas becomes a hugely important time of the year. And I think if you look at the service sector and how that's been affected recently, and you look at the recent GDP figures that we've had the last quarter, where we saw the Olympics having an effect. The big issue, of course, is we don't have the Olympics anymore running in for the fourth quarter. There's worries that the retail sector is struggling running into the Christmas period, and with the service sector not doing so well either, it doesn't exactly paint a very bright picture.
Okay, then, James, before you go, what are your guys thinking is going to happen on Tuesday night in the US?
I think the safe money sits with Barack Obama remaining as president. He's slightly ahead in the polls, and I think that case of better the devil you know will become the big topic overall.